A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with a child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the birthday of Mary. We honor her in a very special way, because she is the mother of our Savior, the mother of God. We do not know many particular details about Mary, but we do know some of her qualities or virtues, which are evident because of her response to God throughout her life. I would like to mention just three of them, and these are virtues or dispositions which we can all imitate and strive to develop in our lives. The first is her availability. Mary expected to live a very ordinary life, married to Joseph, within the Jewish culture in which she was born. Yet, when asked by God to be the mother of the Savior, to be available for the promise of the Savior to be fulfilled through her, Mary said yes. She was available for whatever God's plan was for her, even though she had no idea of how this was going to come about. Mary was vulnerable. When we love someone, we become vulnerable. Mary loved her God, she loved Joseph, and she loved her son beyond measure. She suffered because of her love. She suffered when she saw Joseph's anxiety and pain. She suffered when she lost her son in Jerusalem. She suffered when she received word about his mission, some saying he was a miracle worker, while others accusing him of having a devil. She certainly suffered when he had to endure his passion and death. Mary did not protect herself, but she gave herself to love and to being vulnerable. And Mary had expectant faith. Mary's faith grounded her being. She believed that whatever God promised, God would fulfill. She didn't know how it would come to pass, but she trusted that it would. She realized that God had done great things for her and would continue to do great things throughout her life. Her everyday, ordinary tasks of being a wife and mother must have had great meaning for her, believing that they had a purpose and that God chose to need her to do these tasks. And when the extraordinary events took place in her life, she was able to maintain that stance of faith and trust in God's power and mercy. Not only was she faithful in her daily life, but she was faithful in the earth-shattering events as well. She believed that God was at work in her life, and she expected God to be her strength. We can imitate these qualities in Mary, to be available to do whatever God's will asks of us, in the ordinary tasks of our day, and the extraordinary events that occur. To accept our vulnerability that comes from loving others and putting ourselves at the service of others, to be present to others when they are suffering, to allow their pain in our heart, and to have expectant faith, believing that for those who love God, all things do work for the good, not expecting a blueprint from God, but believing that as we take each step in our lives, God is with us and will provide whatever we need. Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us that we may imitate you and grow in our availability, vulnerability, and expectant faith. A-V-E. Ave Maria.